传道书给我们最重要的教训就是敬畏神。
The most important topic about on the book of Ecclesiastic is to fear God.
我们请看传道书第五章第七节。
Please turn to book of Ecclesiastic, chapter 5, verse 7.
传道书五章第七节。
Ecclesiastic, chapter 5, verse 7.
最后一句话说，你只要敬畏神。
And the second part is,
最后面。
Okay. And many words there is infinity, but fear God.
非常简短，非常重要的一句话。
Even though it's short, but then it is important.
那什么叫做敬畏神
？So what is fear God?
第四节说，你向神所喜的愿，偿还不可迟延。
Verse 4 is saying that when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it.
那第二节说，在神的面前，我们要做完全人。
And verse 2 has mentioned that in front of God, we have to be complete and perfect.
那我们看第一节。
Let's go to verse 1.
你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为近前听胜过愚昧人的献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。
Verse 1. Walk prudently when you go to the house of God, and draw near and hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil.
第一节一开始就讲到什么是敬畏神。
Verse 1 in the beginning that talking about how to fear God.
以前的人到神的殿目的就是去敬拜神。
In the old days when people goes to God's temple is just to worship God.
在圣殿里头也有很多的立位人祭司他们在那边侍奉神。
In the temple there are many priests and Levites that they were there to serve God.
那敬畏神就是你到神的殿要谨慎脚步。
And so to fear God is when you arrive on the temple of God that you have to be prudent.
当我们说你谨慎你的脚步就是你可能会会走错了可能会跌倒。
When you say walk prudently, that means it's possible that you can fail or walk on the wrong path.
那意思就是我们在敬拜神、在侍奉神当中，我们可能会有缺点，会有过失。
Another word is that during the time that we serve God, we may have shortcomings.
所以不是只是到圣殿敬拜神这样就够了。
So it is not just go to God's temple to worship God, that's all.
而是在敬拜神当中是没有缺点、没有过失的。
And that when you worship God, that you don't want to have any shortcoming before God.
对我们今天来讲，我们不再有所谓的圣殿。
And today that we don't have such thing as temple.
我们的集合就是教会。就是神的殿。
Our gathering is church. It's also God's temple.
当我们聚集在一起，我们跟古时候的圣殿是有同样的价值。
And so when we gather together, it's just like the old days has the same value with the temple in the old days.
圣殿是神的百姓聚集的地方。
Temple is where God's people gather together.
他们是分别出来的。
And they were separated.
在圣殿里头，神有给他们规定了很多他们要遵守的。
In the temple, God has given them rules.
今天我们也是一样，是被显出来的，被分别的。
And today we are also chosen and also been separated.
当我们聚在一起的时候，我们都是神的长子。
And once we gather together, that we are the firstborn.
在旧约时代，这个长子是要被赎出来。
In the Old Testament, the firstborn are the one that will be redeemed.
那今天我们都是被主耶稣的宝血所赎的。
And all of us have been redeemed by Lord Jesus' blood.
哦，所以我们的聚集就是长子的，长子的聚集。
So our gathering is a gathering of firstborn.
那今天当我们聚集的时候，我们所要强调的，也是有关秩序。
And when we come in together, and what we should emphasize, it's also about the orders.
我们请看哥林多前书十四章。
Please turn to First Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章四十节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse
40. 四十节，凡事都要规规矩矩的，按着次序行。
Verse 40, let all things be done.Decently and in order.
哦，所以啊，在教会里头，秩序是需要被强调的。
So in church, the order is something that we must emphasize.
哦，传道书五章第一节说，当我们来到神的殿，我们要谨慎脚步。
In the book of Ecclesiastic, chapter 5 verse 1, saying that we should be walk prudently before God's temple.
哦，因为圣殿。代表着神所临在的地方
，because holy temple is where God's spirit dwells on。
哦，我们知道神充满每一个地方
，we know God is everywhere。
哦，无论在哪里，我们呼求神，都可以达到神的面前。
And no matter where we are, if we call for God, calling for God, and God, the words of, and we, and God can hear our words.
哦，但是当他们提到圣殿。这是一个又是一个很特别的事情。
And when they talk about temple, that's another special thing.
哦，那是一个神特别临在的地方。
And this is where God is dwell on.
哦，那今天当我们聚集在一起
，And when we gather together,
哦，这也是一个神一个很特别的临在的时候。
And this is when God is also abide with us.
哦，那当神特别临在的时候，这是我们要特别要谨慎的。
And when we are before God, this is when we must be prudent.
哦，因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is holy God.
哦，所以当他特别临在的时候，他对我们有特别的要求。
So when he arrived, that there are some requirements from us from him.
这个神向摩西显现。
God has appeared before Moses.
哦，那是一个很特别的显现。
And this is a special appearing.
哦，因为摩西看见这个奔令不息、烧着的荆棘。
Because Moses has seen this burning bush.
哦，但是那个荆棘却没有被烧坏。
But this bush was never been all burned.
哦，所以摩西觉得很奇怪。
And so Moses felt strange about it.
所以他想要去看看。
So he wants to look at it.
哦，天上就有声音说，把你的鞋子脱掉。
And then from above there was a voice to ask Moses to take off his shoes.
哦，因为这是一个神的特别的临在。
Because this is where God is.
哦，那今天我们奉主耶稣的名聚会。
And now today that we gather together in the name of Lord Jesus Christ,
那这也是一个神要特别临在的时候。
And this is the same thing where God, He's here, the moment where God is here,
是一个特别的同在。
It's also a special gathering.
我们请看马太福音十八章。
Please turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 18.
马太福音十八章
，Book of Matthew chapter 18,
十八章二十节
，Chapter 18 verse 20,
二十节，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，在那里有我在他们中间。
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there in the midst of them.
啊，是的，神无处不在。
Indeed, God is everywhere.
哦，但是当我们奉主的名聚集的时候，那这是一个特别的时刻。
But then, when we call on the name of Lord Jesus and gather together, this is a special occasion.
哦，那所以我们要谨慎我们的脚步。
And so we must walk prudent.
哦，当我们聚集的时候，我们的目的就是要敬拜神。
So the time that we gather together, the purpose is to worship God.
那敬拜神包括两个层面。
And so to worship God has two aspects.
第一个就是外在的形式。
One is formality.
就好像古代他们要杀牲畜要献祭。
It's just like in the old times where they have to offer their cattle.
那祭司要穿着一定的服装。
And the priest must wear the clothing that's required by God.
这是外在的样式。
And this is all formality.
那但是除了这个之外，也要有那种实质。
And other than that, we must have to have something that's substantial.
或者的话，就只是成为形式。
Or else it's just merely formality.
所以，敬拜神要有一个样式，但是也要有生命。
And so to worship God has to have according to certain rules, but then there must be a life in it.
在旧约时代，神常常责备这些以色列人，就是他们只有外在的形式。
During the Old Testament, God has many times rebuked about His people because they only do things in their appearance.
那敬拜神的第二个层面呢，就是我们内在的那种实意。
The second aspect of worshiping God is from our heart.
但是我们也不能够忽略了外在的这个形式。
But then we cannot overlook the work that we should do.
就是我们也不要失去了所谓敬虔的态度。
Which is that we should hold the godly attitude.
所以我们不会来到教会就随便穿个拖鞋啊，这个服装是很随便的。
Which means when we come to church, the way we dress, that we dress proper.
我们不能够说我心敬拜神就好，所以我外在我就很随便。
We can't say that we just come here to worship God, so we don't care the way that we dress.
甚至我们在这里的我们的言语行为，我们也都要很注重。
Even the words that we use and also our conduct is something that we also have to pay attention.
虽然我们不像旧约时代祭司穿着一定的服装。
Even though we are not like during the priest in the Old Testament that we have to wear certain type of clothing.
但是我们要有一个敬虔敬拜神的外在的态度。
But then our appearance must have a godly standard.
所以这就是谨慎我们的脚步。
And this is one thing that we can walk prudent.
我们再看回传道书第五章。
Let's go back to Ecclesiastic chapter 5.
传道书第五章第一节。
Ecclesiastic chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，你到神的殿要谨慎脚步，因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人的献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。
Walk prudently.When you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil.
所以我们敬拜神，其中一个很重要的内容，就是我们渴慕神的教训。
One of the important content on worship God is we should thirst for God's teaching.
在圣经里头，这个听常常包括着做的意思在里头。
And so on this listening from the word listening from the Bible also comes along with the conduct.
我们在敬拜神的时候，我们渴慕神。
So when we worship God, it's the time that when we thirst for God.
因为我们想要亲近神，所以我们来敬拜他。
Because we want to draw near to God, that's why we come to worship Him.
那这种渴慕要表现在我们渴慕他的教训。
And this kind of thirst is also to thirst on His teaching.
所以我们不是埋怨说神对我们要求那么多。
And so we never complain why God has required so much from us.
而我们是感谢神说，哇， 我能够靠着神做这么多的事情。
We should have an attitude of thanking Lord that we are able to do so much.
那第五章第一节啊，说到有些人是所谓愚昧人的献祭。
And chapter 5 verse 1 has mentioned about giving the sacrifice of fools.
在旧约时代拜神一定有包括这个献祭。
And during the Old Testament, when they worship God, there's also sacrifice.
那敬拜神不能够只有这些外在 的形式。
To worship God, it's not cannot have this outside appearance.
所以如果只有这些的话，那么在神来看，这是愚昧的。
Only if you just do things in formality and in eyes of God, it's just a fool.
没有神真正所想要的内容实质。
And there's nothing substantial where what God really wants.
好，我们请看诗篇五十一篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 51. Psalms 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51,
五十一篇十七节。
51 verse 17,
十七节，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Verse 17, the sacrifice of God, a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise.
很多时候，所谓的献祭，就是为了赎罪。
Many times the purpose of sacrifice is to forgive the sin.
那这里神说神所要的呢，不是只是这个外在的献祭。
And right here, God has mentioned that what God really wants is not only the sacrifice,
而是要有那个里头的那个忧伤痛悔的心。
It is that God wants you to carry a broken and contrite heart.
如果只是献祭而没有忧伤痛悔的心。
If you just offer the sacrifice and then without the broken and contrite heart,
在神来看，这个是有缺点的。
In the eyes of God, it's just not good enough.
在神来看，这只是愚昧人的献祭。
In eyes of God, these are the sacrifice of fools.
我们再请参考撒母耳记上十五章。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
撒母耳说：“主喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。”
Verse 22, so Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
扫罗王留下了一些美好的牛羊。
King Saul has prepared wonderful oxen. And rams.
但是神是说那些是要毁灭的。
But then God said those are the things that he wanted to be destroyed.
那所以撒母耳问说你怎么把这些留下？
And then Samuel asked King Saul, why do you keep these things?
他说因为我要用这最好的来做献祭献给神。
And King Saul said that I want to use these the best oxen and rams to offer to God.
但是反而是神是弃绝这个扫罗王。
But then, in fact, God does not accept these offerings.
献祭里头要包括着听从神、顺服神。
And in when sacrifice, that's also includes the obedience.Obedience.
传道书第五章第一节最后一句话甚至说这种愚昧的献 的献祭啊，是自己不知道所做的是恶。
In fact, in Ecclesiastic chapter 5, verse 1, the later part, God has said that for they do not know that they do evil.
今天一个人外在上来看，很虔诚热心的在拜神。
Today, we can see someone that his appearance is worshiping God zealously.
但是如果只有外表，
But then, if it's just appearance,
甚至神说他是在作恶。
Even God still say that they do evil.
那今天我们要敬畏神。
And so today we fear God.
所以这个是我们要去想想看的。
And so this is something that we should ponder on.
那在新约时代，主耶稣也是这么讲。
In the New Testament, Lord Jesus say the same thing.
请看马太福音第七章。
Please turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 22。
二十一节。
Verse 21。
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能够进去。
Verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
在外表上。很多人都是在敬拜神。
There are many people that they worship God in formality.
那敬拜神的目的，主要目的就是进入天国。
And the main purpose is that so they can go to heaven.
但是主耶稣说，不是有敬拜的人都能够进入天国。
But then Lord Jesus said that it's not everyone who worshiping are able to go to heaven.
是要遵行天父旨意的人才能够进去。
The heaven is for the ones that are doing the will of Lord Jesus, God.
那什么叫做遵行天父的旨意
？So what is to keep the will of God?
二十二节
，verse 22.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗
？Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day.Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
很多的时候我们会以为说我们在侍奉神，在做圣工，这个就是在遵行天父的旨意。
Many times that when we serve God and doing holy work, and so that's doing the will of God.
所以今天很多的人奉主耶稣的名在传道。
That's why today there are many people preaching in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
甚至也很有信心的奉主的名来行了神迹异能。
And they even have done miraculous things through the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣是怎么说
？But what did Lord Jesus say?
二十三节
，verse 23.
我明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Verse 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
这些人说我奉主耶稣的名在传道，在行神迹。
These people, they're saying that they have done the things of wonders and also preaching in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣说我不认识你。
But Lord Jesus said that he doesn't know them.
主耶稣甚至说你们是作恶的人。
Even Lord even say that they are the one who do evil.
是的，做这些事情是好的，是重要的。
Indeed, it is good to do these important thing, and they're good.
但是跟二十一节比起来，我们就知道这个不等于就是遵行天父的旨意。
But then when we read 21, we know that these are not really the will of God.
做这些侍奉不等于明白真理、行真理。
To have this kind of type of servitude doesn't mean that he knows the will of God.
也不等于他是照着真理在行。
And doesn't mean that they also do things in truth.
所以侍奉不等于不完全等于真理。
So servitude does not equals to the truth.
那所以我们真的要谨慎脚步。
And so we must walk prudently.
活着的话，将来主耶稣也会对我们说，我们是作恶的人。
Or else, in the future, that Lord Jesus is also going to say to us that we are the one that's doing evil.
我们查考了传道书，我们都知道我们要敬畏神。
We have a study Ecclesiastic, and we know that we have to fear God.
那我们要成为一个真正敬畏神的人。
And we must become someone that can fear God.
那所以我们有几个项目是我们一个真的敬畏神的人，我们要常常来反省的。
So there are things that we should reflect to fear God.
我们不但要成为一个信的哈 believer 哈，成为一个信徒，我们更要成为一个 disciple 一个门徒。
It is not that we only want to just become a believer, we also want to become a disciple.
我们要跟随主耶稣。
We want to follow the steps of God.
今天我们也都是努力的要来做一个门徒。
And we all strive do our best to follow God.
但是我们做门徒，我们是不是真的跟主耶稣是很亲近的？
But since we are disciple, are we close to our Lord Jesus?
神很在意我们跟他的关系。
God really cares about our relationship between us and Lord Jesus.
那我们说我们是门徒，那我们跟神的关系是怎样呢？
And so now we are saying that we're disciple. What is the relationship for us and Lord Jesus?
我们来看主耶稣当时的门徒。
Let's take a look at the disciple of Lord Jesus during the time.
他们跟在主耶稣的身边。
They follow Jesus.
但是他们跟主耶稣的关系是怎样呢？
So what is the relationship?
我们请看马可福音第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 5.
马可福音五章三十节。
Chapter 5, book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 30.
三十节，耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说：“谁摸我的衣裳？”
Verse 30, and now Jesus immediately knowing himself that power has gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?"
有一个人伸出有一位妇女伸出她信心的手。
There was a woman that she has reached out her hands of faith.
所以她得到了医治。
And so she has received healing.
耶稣的能力彰显在她的身上。
And the mighty power of Lord Jesus has manifested in her.
耶稣行了一个神迹。
And so Lord Jesus has done a miracle.
耶稣行了一个很特别的神迹。
And this is a special miracle.
主耶稣说：“谁摸我的衣裳？”
Lord Jesus said, "Who touched my clothes?"
三十一节。
Verse 31.
门徒对他说：“你看众人拥挤你，你还说谁摸我们？谁摸我吗？”
But his disciples say to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you said, 'Who touched me?'"
这门徒一点感觉都没有。
All these disciples that have no feeling.
至少听耶稣的口气，也应该感觉得到。有什么特别的事情发生
？When they hear what Lord Jesus just said, they should feel something happened.
但是他们却问主耶稣说：“你怎么问这种话
？”And then the disciples said, "Why would you ask such thing?"
他们是跟随主耶稣的，是很靠近主耶稣的。
They follow Lord Jesus, and they're supposed to be they should have a close relationship.
但是他们对主耶稣的工作这一点都不。不明白。
But then they have no understanding on what Lord Jesus his work is.
再请看马可福音十四章。
Please turn to Book of Mark, chapter 14.
马可福音十四章三十二节。
Book of Mark, chapter 14, 32.
三十二节，他们来到一个地方叫客西马尼。耶稣对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我祷告。”
Verse 32, then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said say to his disciple, "Sit here while I pray."
这个已经在很晚的时间了。
And this time was really late.
主耶稣说：“我要做祷告。”
The Lord Jesus said that he wanted to pray.
那这一定是一件很特 一个特别的祷告。
And so this must be a special prayer.
因为有特别的事情，所以要做特别的祷告。
Because a special going to be a special thing happening, so there must be a special prayer.
三十三节
，Verse 33.
于是带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来，极其难过。
And he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to trouble and deeply distressed.
那耶稣 的表现呢是惊恐难过。
And so we can see that during that time, Lord Jesus, he has shown his heart was troubled and deeply stressed.
那跟在耶稣紧紧跟着耶稣的是这三个门徒。
And there were three disciples followed very close with Lord Jesus.
他们应该看见、感觉到耶稣的感受。
They should be able to see. They should be able to see and feel the pain of Lord Jesus.
三十七节
，Verse 37.
耶稣回来见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“西门，你睡觉吗？你不能警醒片时吗？”
Verse 37. Then He came and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour?"
他们看到耶稣的表现。
They have seen what Lord Jesus doing.
他们听到耶稣说要做祷告。
They have also hear that Lord Jesus tell them that he wants to have a prayer.
但是他们并没有感觉到这是一个有特别的事情，这是一个特别的时刻。
But then they didn't know, they didn't feel that there was a special occasion, special time.
他们能够称为是耶稣的门徒吗？
So are they worthy to call disciple of Lord Jesus?
那今天我们称为我们是门徒。
And so now we call ourselves as disciples.
那我们跟神的关系是怎样？
So what is the relationship between Lord Jesus and us?
主耶稣所关心的是不是我们所关心的？
What Lord Jesus cares is it something that we also care.
所以三十八节
，Verse 38,
主耶稣说总要警醒祷告，免得住了迷惑。
Verse 38, watch and pray, lest you enter the temptation.
所以今天我们是门徒，我们跟随主耶稣。
So today we're disciple, we shall follow Jesus.
所以我们不要睡着了。
So we shouldn't be sleeping.
我们要常常是警醒的、清醒的。
So we should be always alert.
今天神这么爱我们啊，所以我们要侍奉神。
Today, God loves us so much, so we should serve Him.
那我们也有很多的侍奉。
And we also have there are many ways to serve Him.
但是我们要再一次的强调，这一切不等于是我们跟神的关系。
But I must emphasize again that this is not something the relationship between us and Lord Jesus.
是的，在教会里头，我们要尽力的做很多事情。
Yes, indeed, in the church, we try our best to do as much holy work as we could.
但是这不等于我们跟神的关系是好的。
But that does not mean that our relationship with God is close.
我们请看撒母耳记上第二章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 12. 十二
节，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识主。
Now the son of Eli were corrupted. They did not know the Lord.
以利是祭司。
Eli, he's a priest.
所以他的两个儿子也是祭司。
And so his two sons are also priests.
因为他们是祭司所以呢，他们在会幕里头做很多的很多的事情。
And so because that they are priests, that's why house of God, they done so many things.
因为我们今天来讲，就是他们有很多的侍奉，他们做很多的圣工。
And as for today, it's like that they have served Lord and done many holy work.
但是他们跟神的关系怎样呢？
But then what is the relationship between them and God?
这里神说他们 是恶人。
Right here, God has said that they are evil.
他们做很多的工作但是呢神说 他们不认识神。
They done many works, but then they still don't know God.
哦，那当然，今天我们不至于这样子。
But today we are not come to that point.
啊，但是我们也是要谨慎我们的脚步。
But then we still have to walk prudently.
在有很多的侍奉的当中，我们要反省一下，我们跟神的关系是怎样。
There are many work for God that we have to reflect. What is the relationship between us and God?
再请看撒母耳记上三章第一节。
Please continue with First Samuel chapter 3 verse 1.
第一节，童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉主。当那些日子，神的言语稀少，不常有默示。
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Now the boy Samuel.Minister to the Lord before Eli, and the word of Lord was rare in those days. There were no whisper revelation.
Samuel, 他只是跟着以利在做学习。
Samuel was learning from priest Eli.
主要的工作都是以利在做。
All the main work was done by Eli.
以利是当时的祭司。
Eli was the priest during that time.
但是这里说，在那个日子啊，神的言语稀少，不常有默示。
But then, right here has mentioned, the word of Lord was rare in those days, and there was no widespread revelation.
以利是祭司，所以他做了祭司的每一件事情。
Eli is a priest, that's why he done all, the work of priests.
但是这不等于。他跟神的关系是密切的。
But that does not mean that he has a close relationship with God.
所以这里说神的言语稀少。
And that's why he's saying that there was rarely any words from God.
再看第十节。
Please continue to verse 10.
主又站着向前三次呼唤撒母耳，呼唤说：“撒母耳，撒母耳。”撒母耳回答说：“请说，仆人静听。”
Verse 10.Now the Lord came and stole and called us at other time, Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, "Speak for your servant here."
Samuel 还不是祭司。
Samuel during that time was not a priest.
但是他跟神有很好的关系。
But then he had good relationship with God.
所以神呼唤他的名字，神向他启示。
So God call on his name, also show his reveal to God, to Samuel.
今天我们也需要有神给我们的指示，神给我们的意象。
And today we also need God's guidance for us, his guidance, and also we need to hear from him.
只有侍奉，不一定就会等于有神来的意象。
Only to do holy work does not mean that you can have a vision from God.
有时候我们做是因为我们被指派的。
Sometimes when we do something, it's just because we were called.
那我们就做。
And we just do it.
但是这不等于我们跟神有好的关系。
But that doesn't mean that we have a good relationship with God.
是的，我们还是继续的要接受教会对我们的安排。
Yes, we should continue to receive the arrangement from the church.
但是在侍奉当中，我们谨慎我们的脚步。
But when we serve, we have to walk prudently.
我们应当追求我们跟神的关系。
We should pursue the relationship with God.
再请看马太福音二十一章。
Please turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 21.
在耶稣的时代，这些犹太人他们还是到圣殿去敬拜神。
During the time of Lord Jesus Christ, all the Jewish they still go to God's house or temple to worship God.
马太福音二十一章十三节。
Book of Matthew chapter 21 verse 13.
耶稣对他们说：“经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。”
Verse 13, and Lord Jesus said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it den of thieves.
他们到圣殿去敬拜神。
They went to holy temple to worship God.
那神的要求是要让这个圣殿成为祷告的殿。
And God requires that this holy temple, it's a house of prayer.
不要只是有外在的献祭的这些形式。
It's not just an appearance of offering, sacrificing.
如果是来赎罪的，要有那真正的这个悔改的心。
So for the people who wants to have sin offering, that they must have a heart of repentance.
今天同样的，我们聚在一起，我们来敬拜神。
Today, same thing that we gather together to worship God.
那我们有没有让我们的聚集成为祷告的殿？
Have we gathered together and show this is a house of prayer?
我们来到这里，我们有没有听到、查考到一些神的教训？
So when we come here, we listen to God's word. Have we learned the teaching?
我们来到这里，我们的祷告有没有相当程度的祷告？
So when we come here to pray, have we received the revelation?
如果我们来了，没有学到一些的教训。
If we come here and then without learning any teaching.
如果没有那个相当程度的祷告。
And if we haven't prayed deeply.
那么这不是祷告的殿。
And then this is not house of prayer.
我们来了，但是不等于在神的眼中，我们不等于敬拜了神。
We come here does not mean that we are here to worship God in eyes of God.
可能我们来了，我们也觉得非常的喜乐。
Maybe we are here and we feel very joyful.
那我们其实只是跟弟兄姐妹有了团契。
But then, in fact, there was only fellowship between brothers and sisters.
那我们也可能只是很欢喜、很高兴的，我们是服侍了弟兄姐妹。
And maybe we feel that we serve all the members, and we feel very happy.
这是好的，这也是对的。
And this is good, and this is correct.
但是更重要的，我们是来拜神。
But then, most importantly, that we are here to worship God.
神有没有认为你是来拜神？
But does God recognize you're here to worship God?
谈到敬拜神，我们也一定会想到祷告这一件事情。
When we talk about worshiping God, the prayer must be coming along in our mind.
是的，我们有祷告，而且我们做很多的祷告。
Indeed, we are here. We do pray, and we do pray a lot.
但是我们也要反省一下。我们的祷告是不是跟神很亲近？
But then we also have to examine the prayer that we have is a close to God.
我们是不是做了很多祷告，但是我们却离神很远？
Have we done many prayers, but then not close to God?
既然我们这么认真做了这么多的祷告，我们需要反省一下。
Since that we have prayed a lot, and then we still need to exam.
我跟神是很亲近，还是离神很远？
What is the relationship between us and God? Is it far or are we near?
在耶稣的时代，有一种人，他们有很多的祷告。
In the time of Lord Jesus, there was a type of people that they do a lot of prayer.
但是他们却离神很远。
But then they're not any near God.
我们请看路加福音十八章。
Please turn to Book of Luke, chapter 18.
路加福音十八章十九节。
Book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 19.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，耶稣向那仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。
Verse 9. Also he spoke this parable to some who trust in themselves that they were righteous and despise others.
第十节说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and other tax collector.
十一节，法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。”
Verse 11, the Pharisee stood and prayed out to himself, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioner, unjust, adulterer, or even as the tax collector."
十二节，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Verse 12, I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all that I possessed.
这法利赛人他们有很多的祷告。
For Pharisee, they do pray a lot.
十二节说至少一个礼拜也禁食两次。
And they also fast twice a week.
这是很不容易的。
And this is not this is something difficult.
那他的祷告，他在看什么
？And so, what is in his prayer?
我们在祷告的时候，我们要看什么？
And so, what is the intention when we pray?
我们要仰望神。
We should look at God, focus on God.
那我们是人，但是我们也会想到看到周遭的人。
So we're still human, that we still see the people around us.
但是如果我们真的仰望神。
But then, when we are really focusing on God.
当我们在看人的时候。
When we look at people.
这个法利赛人，他看周遭的人，就看他的缺点。
And so this Pharisee, when he look around him, he only see other people's shortcoming.
是的，我们也会看到别人的缺点。
Of course, that we also see other people's shortcoming.
那他看到别人的缺点，他不是怜悯他，为这个人祷告。
So when he see other people's shortcoming, that he does not have mercy on those people and don't pray for them.
他是要强调我的好。
He wants to emphasize to God that how good He is.
我们祷告的时候，我们当然也会看到我们自己。
When we pray, we can also see ourselves.
那我们看到我们什么
？What do we see in ourselves?
我们应该很谦卑的看到我们的软弱，我们的缺点。
We should be humbly see our weaknesses and our problems.
这个人看到什么
？And what does this people have seen?
他只是看到自己的好。
He only see the good that he had done.
原因是他的祷告里头他没有仰望神。
Because in his prayer there was he was never focused on God.
十三节。
Verse 13.
那个税吏远远站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：“神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。”
Verse 13. And the tax collector standing afar off.Would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his heart, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner."
如果他们两个人是站在一起
when they stand together,
这个法利赛人所说的这个税吏都听见了。
When they standing side by side, what this Pharisee said, the tax collector can hear it too.
是的。这个人是这么的好。
Yes, this person is so wonderful.
那我真的是一个罪人。
And I'm really a sinner.
因为他虽然不敢抬头，但是他的心是仰望神。
Even he doesn't dare to raise his eyes to heaven, but then, I'm sorry.
他是仰望神。
But then he is focused on God.
所以他以前。是敌神很远。
Indeed, he was afar from God in the past.
但是这个祷告让他离神很近。
But then through this prayer, has allowed him to draw near to God.
十四节。
Verse 14.
主耶稣说：“我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒为义了。因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。”
Verse 14. Jesus says, this man, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
所以我们来到神的殿，我们要谨慎脚步。
So when we come to house of God, that we should walk prudently.
我们有很多的祷告，但是我们也要谨慎。
We have many prayers, but then we must be careful.
或者的话，我们没有办法打中目标。
Or else we are not able to come into the goal.
那今天不是来到这里才是神的殿。
We're not here.
不是来到这里才是神的殿。
We're not here, just because this is a house of God.
我们每一个人本身都是神的殿。
In fact, in us, we are all house of God.
所以在这里我们崇拜聚会完了。
So after conclude over here,
我们离开了会堂，我们回家去了。
And we depart from here, and we went home. We go home.
我们就是神的殿。
And we are a temple of God.
那当我们来到神的殿，我们要谨慎脚步。
And when we come to God's temple, that we should walk prudently.
那这给我们一个很大的提醒。
And so this is a great reminder.
敬拜神不是离开这里就结束了。
Well, when we worship here, does not mean we end right here.
敬拜神是继续的。
When we worship, it's continuously.
所以我们离开了会堂。
So once we depart from here,
我们要常常想着我的生活有没有跟我在这里所听的一样。
We should reflect, examine that our daily life is the same as what we have here, the teachings over here.
那我的行为。跟我的祷告有没有一样
？And is my action and conduct is the same as in my prayer？
那这就是我们离开了会堂，我们也要过着一个敬畏神、敬虔的生活。
And so this is also when we leave the church that we should have still remain this godly life。
基督记得，基督徒是七天二十四小时。
Remember, as a Christian, is you have to remain seven days and twenty-four hours and 7 days a week.
最后我们看马太福音。
Lastly, let's turn to Book of Matthew.
马太福音十五章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 15.
马太福音十五章第八节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 8.
第八节，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
Verse 8, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
一个敬拜神的人，最悲哀，最可悲的事情，就是这一节所说的。
The man who worship, It's a very pity as what has mentioned in this verse.
要用嘴巴赞美神、尊敬神，也一定是要花时间的。
With your lips to praise God, and it's something that you need to spend your time on.
就好像今天我们要敬拜神，我们一定要花时间的。
As for today, that when we come to worship, that we need to spend our time.
那我们到神的殿，如果没有谨慎我们的脚步
，and when we come to God's temple, and we don't walk prudently,
那神是要说，其实你跟我是离得很远。
And then God would just say that, in fact, you are far from me.
真的，我们不小心的话，我们真的是会心跟神离得很远。
And so, if we are not careful, our heart will be far from God.
我们唱诗227首。
Please sing hymn 227.
What a heaven in Jesus, dear me. 'Twas a heaven below my Redeemer to know, and the angels could do nothing more than to fall at His feet and the story repeat, and the lover of sinner adore. Oh, the righteous smile of the holy delight, which I feel
Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
We'll come to a concluding prayer.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
We'll ask God to help us.
感谢他赏赐给我们生命时间能够来敬拜他。
We want to thank Him to give us life and time that we are able to worship Him.
那求他能够帮助我们来到神的殿能够谨慎脚步。
And we ask Him to help us that when we come to God's house of God, that we can walk prudently.
那我们不是成为一个愚昧的献祭敬拜神的人。
And so we are not becoming a fool who offer and sacrifice to God.
我们努力的在做很多看得见的事情。
And we do the best effort.For the things that we can see,
但是我们看不见的内心，我们也是跟神是很亲近的。
And our intangible heart, we are still very close to God.
那这样我们的努力是有极打中目标。
And so our effort can come to end goal, to our goal.
那我们也继续为我们的灵恩布道会祷告。
And we also wanted to pray for our spiritual convocation.
我们一起祷告。
Please pray together.